this Wednesday, 251 competitors will participate in the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. Essayist Sarah Alger knows how they feel. She's been there.
Catenative. You've not heard this word before. You lean in toward the microphone and peer through your large candy apple red glasses down toward the pronouncer, Dr. Cameron. May I have the definition? He gives it in his deep, commanding voice. It has something to do with grammar. The word seems fairly straightforward except for the schwa sound in the middle. Neither the definition nor the hours your parents spent drilling you from the word lists in the dictionary are of any help in navigating this one letter. It's the second day of the 1991 Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee in Washington. In this chilly hotel ballroom, behind you on the risers, the 160-odd remaining spellers twist their placards in their hands, tap their feet out of nerves or boredom, or quietly exchange idle chat with their neighbors. Before you sit a smattering of journalists and legions of parents, yours more nervous than you are, others waiting their turn to cringe. But you notice none of this. You're intently weighing A versus E in your head. After a small eternity, you decide to go with your gut. Catenative. C-A-T. There's no turning back now. A-N-A-T-I-V-E. Catenative. And you wait another small eternity for either a blessed silence, meaning you got it right, or, ding. Not a ha-ha-you're-out game show buzzer, but a dainty, genteel ding of a bell. Your fleeting hopes of winning, of at least making the top few and going to the White House to meet President and Mrs. Bush, and most important, their English Springer Spaniel Millie, whisper away like a falling house of cards. The correct spelling is C-A-T-E-N-A-T-I-V-E, Dr. Cameron announces impassively. As a volunteer, a 20-something who was likely a contestant in a previous bee waits to lead you off to the comfort room. You walk past your right-hand neighbor, speller number one, a girl who has become your friend over the past few days, and of whom you are jealous from the bottom of your seventh-grade heart, because she got a word that's easy even if you've never heard it before. Orthographize, meaning to spell correctly.
Sarah Alger lives in New York City and is an associate editor at Time, Inc. Custom Publishing.